victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Christians are thought to be easy targets by con artists. You understand that? Because we're taught to give, right? And we're taught to believe that incredible things can happen. So we're quick to believe. And that's what the Lord said to me, because I asked Him, I said, well, Lord, I mean, all these other folk are jumping in there too. He ministered, I don't mean I heard anything, but I just knew this inside me, that, yeah, we train ourselves every day. Don't walk by sight. Trust. Just trust. Believe. We're believers. But that's not just believing in people. That's believing in God. Amen? And you are not to trust people blindly. Did you hear me? Well, how do I know whether to trust people or not? He will tell you. And it's what He's telling me. He said, I didn't say anything to you. See, He told Peter, I sent them. Didn't He? Yeah. I sent them. They're from me. Go with them. And He said, I didn't tell you anything about these people. I didn't tell you I sent them. He said, you have no reason to trust them. So you don't. Doesn't mean you don't love them. How many know you can love somebody and not trust them? Yeah. We love them. That don't mean we're going in business with them. Right? Yeah, but they got fish signs on their card. Right. Like I said. Yeah, but they're a Christian organization. Like I said. We love them. That doesn't mean you have reason to trust them. How many know what we're talking about here? But it was real to Peter that the Holy Spirit was talking to him. Wasn't it? Can it be just that real to you? Go to one more. What is this? Let's see. 16. That's where I want you to go. 16. There are many of these, and I'm encouraging you this next week while you're reading your chapters in Acts, look for these. Look for how real the Holy Spirit was to these people. Acts 16. Verse 5. Acts 16, 5. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. This is Paul and his company. They're making their ministry plans. They're making their plans where they're going to have their meetings and where they're going to do this. And they're all geared up to go to certain parts of Asia. And said, the Holy Ghost said no. Forbid them. So I said, yeah, but I thought we were supposed to go in all the world and preach the gospel. We are. You're not. You know what I mean by that? We, the whole body of Christ, are to go into all the world. That doesn't mean you're supposed to go everywhere. There's a lot of folk not ready for you. Amen. Or me. But the Lord knows who is. Who will receive us, who we can be used to help. You and I are not supposed to go to, we can't go everywhere. We can't do everything, but there's a place and there's a situation where we're effective, where God can use us. Who knows that? The Holy Spirit knows that. Will He tell you? Will He help you? Yeah. They started to go to another place and the Holy Ghost said, no. Suffered them not. Forbid them. And suffered them not. Well, how did He do that? We're going to talk about how He did that. Amen. Before it's over with. But don't assume they're hearing audible voices. Don't assume they're always seeing something or feeling something. The Bible describes how He leads us in detail. But can you have this kind of leading in your life where you start to do something and the Holy Ghost checks you in such a way that you go, no, don't do that. Can you have that kind of reality in your life? Or you look to know what to do and He causes you to know and you go, yep, I got the witness. I got the direction. This is what to do. Amen. That's why we're in Branson. There was no other reason except we had the witness. The Holy Ghost got a hold of us. Amen. I remember the first service we had. Some of you might have been with us and we stood up and I said, you know, people have asked, what are you doing here in Branson? Why are you here? And I said, well, I don't really know except the Holy Ghost led us to come here. And a bunch of the folks said, we know, we've been praying. Yeah. I said, all right, must have. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the wonderful, wonderful Holy Spirit. Go back to John in closing. I've taken you into the first step of being more sensitive to Him and being better led, and that is understanding that He can be real to you, understanding He is a divine, knowable person. You can get to know Him just like you know a human being. Amen. And you can hear from Him just like you hear from a human being. You can receive counsel from Him, direction from Him, just like a human being. Only His direction is infallible. His counsel cannot fail. In John 14, are you looking? John 14, Jesus said, John 14, 16, I will pray, I will ask and request of the Father, and He, the Father, shall give you another Comforter. That word another means one of the same kind. Amen. Same kind of comforter as Jesus was to the disciples. Another helper that He may abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit is with us forever. He didn't go and come. He is with us through the end of this life and into the next life and forever. Man, you feel sorry for the world that don't have Him. Oh, I've lived this way, and Phyllis and I have lived this way, and our ministry's lived this way for years and years now. I wouldn't know any other way to live. I get up in the morning checking with Him. Huh? Do we fly? Do we not fly? We go north? We go south. We send it now? Do we wait? We buy it now or not? We get it from them or from them? What do we do? I acknowledged a long time ago, Keith ain't smart enough to run this ministry. He's got to have help. And thank God Keith has help. Amen. Amen. In the person of the divine Holy Spirit. And if you'll look to Him all day long, He will help you all day long. You know, you ain't got to roll your eyes back in your head and scream in tongues at the top of your voice. You ain't got to shake and act goofy. Just check your heart. You can be talking to somebody about a business deal, and while you're doing it, checking your heart. Checking your heart. Yeah, you use your head, but you don't follow your head. Did you hear me? Yeah, find out what you can. Use your head, but in the final analysis, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust what you get in here. And I'm going to do the best I know, friends. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to believe God for utterance. And we're going to learn how. Amen. Amen. We're going to recognize the leading of the Spirit, the witness of the Spirit, how to follow. And I'll just tell you right now, you won't learn all about this overnight or in a year. But if you'll set your heart to it right now, and you begin, and you'll make some mistakes. And that's part of your learning process too. And you'll have to realize that this is one thing you got to have is some humility to admit it. Well, I thought that was the Lord, but it wasn't. Be humble enough to admit it. Admit that you missed it. I had a guy tell me the other day, came to me and said, you're supposed to go to such and such, and you're supposed to preach to so and so. I said, yeah, and then you could miss it too, couldn't you? He said, well, I said, could you? Because he was missing it. I've missed it. Did you hear me? And if you want to grow, you can't wear your feelings on your sleeve. I want you to learn how to hear from God. I want you to be led of God. I'm not the only one can be used in this church. I know that. But you got to be willing to admit it if you made a mistake too. Amen. I am And Phyllis and I, under the Lord, are the leaders, the under-shepherds here, and it's our job to call and say, this is good, this is not. This was God, this was not. I could make a mistake in it too, but it falls our lot. You understand to do that?
Yeah.
And if I tell you, you start to step out on something, I tell you, oh, no, I don't think that's right. Don't get mad. Don't leave the church. Just say, I'm learning. And I'll say, me too.
Amen.
And I wouldn't have known what I know now if I hadn't have made some mistakes myself 20 years ago and 10 years ago and probably last week. You know what? Understand what I'm talking about? But see, people get huffy and go, where are you going to judge my prophecy? Absolutely, we're going to judge it. We're going to judge it by the Word of God. We're going to judge it by the Spirit of God inside us. Amen. And we may all go, no, that wasn't God. But we love you, brother. Stay with it.
Amen.
You'll get it right. Amen.
Amen.
But see, people, they get huffy about this, don't they? Well, you going to tell me I didn't hear from God? Hey, you're not the only one who has the Holy Ghost. We all have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Other people can hear from God besides you and besides me. So can we learn and grow? Are you willing to make a mistake and admit it? Yeah, well, then you'll grow. You'll learn. He went on to say, he said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Why? Get this. This is what we're ending up on. Why does the world don't know him? Why is the world not ministering by the Spirit or having the help of the Spirit? Because they don't see him. They see him. That word means perceive. They are not aware of him. Neither knoweth him. Did you get these two things? This would include carnal Christians. Why do the unsaved, why do carnal Christians not have the help of the Spirit? They don't see him. They don't recognize him. They're not aware of him. They don't know him. So this is our first step. Are you with me now? We're going to perceive him. We're going to be aware of him. Amen? And in the process of time, we're going to get to know him. Hallelujah. I know him better than I did 10 years ago. I know him better than I did 30 years ago. I'm going to know him better next year than I do now. Amen? But in the meantime, I'm learning and he's saving me from all kind of mistakes. Just in this year and a half, if I had time to tell you and was free to tell you how much he has saved this church. Problems and loss just by the Holy Ghost helping us. We didn't know, but he just let us do this. Stop this. Start this. Don't let this happen. Do this. We didn't even know why. Some other folk didn't understand why. But even looking back now, a year and a half, he saved us problems. He saved us loss. I believe he's going to continue to do that. Don't you? Stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Person of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-921. That's R-921. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.